Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're actually going to get in depth into the things that you need to consider if you want to invest in real estate. I'm going to be very clear with you. I'm going to go right to the mat, and we're going to just knock all this out. There are certain things that you must do before you even bother to invest in real estate. I'm serious about that. I'm serious as a heart attack about that, because if you do things in an incorrect order, or if you don't understand what you need to accomplish first, you could get yourself in a lot of trouble. Yeah, you could get yourself in a lot of trouble. This is part of the reason that there is a perception out there that real estate investing is very, very risky. You've heard those stories. I've heard those stories, but I don't believe them. Well, actually, I do believe some of them. Some of those stories are actually correct. They're actually legitimate horror stories. In my book, those horror stories can be eliminated. They can be avoided. They can be prevented. You don't have to own real estate and deal with horrific people. You really don't. No, you don't. You don't have to rent property to just anybody. It's your property. So you have the opportunity to screen from all available prospective candidates, but you have to apply it fairly and equally. Otherwise, you're going to run afoul of the law. So what I'm suggesting to you right now is that I'm going to help you out. I'm going to totally help you out, because I know that you probably have a desire to do this. And for whatever reason, you're pretty busy. And I fully get that. I come from a background where I used to spend 10, 14 hours a day focused on what I was doing for my career. And, you know, other things take a secondary situation. Well, they take a secondary place in your life as far as priorities, right? So in the back of your mind, you're thinking, this real estate investing stuff, I hear about everything you talk about on the show. It makes sense to me, but I just don't know where to start. Now, of course, I'm always suggesting to you that the best way to start is just to come to Lifestyles Unlimited, because we're going to take all the guesswork out of real estate investing. We're going to put you through our comprehensive educational program. It's 16 hours of legitimate information that you need in order to start a real estate investing business. Whether you choose to invest in single family properties, whether you choose to invest in multifamily properties, it doesn't matter. The system works, and it works correctly, but you have to understand all the pieces going into it. So let me just share with you some things that I think you need to be focused on. Okay. Now, if you don't have a chance to come to Lifestyles Unlimited right away, but you want to start getting, you know, some of your ducks in order, well, that's the whole purpose for this show. And one of the reasons I'm going to go over some of the first things that you need to consider before you buy your first real estate deal, or asset is the correct terminology. Before you do that, there are things you need to lay out. Now, we're going to have an amazing event coming up in March, and this thing we call Expo. Now, Expo is this really incredible event that Lifestyles Unlimited puts on annually, and we do it specifically for our members and for individuals like you that may not be members that are considering becoming a member of our organization. Now, Expo, let me just break it down for you. It's like three straight days of one-stop shopping for real estate investing. And it doesn't matter what your level of sophistication is. It doesn't matter if you're an accredited investor or not. It doesn't matter if you've ever owned a piece of real estate that you've used for investment purposes, or if you own $1 billion worth of assets. Expo is for everyone in the real estate business. That's my opinion. And one of the things that we do at Expo is we spend a lot of time going to different training events, and we kind of cherry pick those training events based on the modality that we're interested in investing in. And there's no right or wrong answer. You go to the events that make sense for you. We also provide what we call the vendor room. Yeah, the vendor room is basically all of these organizations that are partnered with Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, it's not a financial partnership. No, it's a professional partnership, meaning these organizations bring services that we as real estate investors rely upon so that we can do our investing business. Because one of the things you're going to learn when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member is how to work on your business, not work in your business. There's a huge distinction. And trust me, there are those of you out there that think right now that the way to make it in real estate is for you to do all the physical labor. And I'm here to tell you, no, that's not the way to do it. As a matter of fact, what you'll wind up doing is you'll wind up bogging yourself down because you're doing all of the trade work instead of bringing in people from the trades that actually do that work for a living and probably could do it better than you could. Yeah. Now, if you're a general contractor by trade, okay, chances are maybe you can do it the best. Okay, but not everybody's like that. I mean, I came out of the Army, and I wasn't a combat engineer. No. So as far as going out and building stuff, no, my job was really more like breaking stuff. Yeah, so demo's really cool for me. So what do? You want to do this real estate stuff. Where do you start? Well, the first place that you need to start, you have to take a personal inventory of your life. Yeah, you heard me correctly, a personal inventory of your life. And now you're sitting back thinking, holy smokes, what does that mean? Does that mean I have to walk around my house and count all the stuff I own? Well, yeah, kind of. It's not as complex as you might think it is. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into those things that you should get together right up front. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, as promised, we're just going to get right into it. So I hope you have your pens and papers ready, because I'm going to flood you with information you need. This is the information you need to start working on. This is the stuff you need to get thinking about before you attend our expo that will be held in Houston, Texas in the middle of March. So, goals. Goals. That's the very first thing that you need to identify. You have to identify what your real estate investment goals will be. Because once you determine what those goals are, you can customize the roadmap that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited to achieve those goals. But you have to sit down and you have to think about what those goals might be. Now some people would approach goals setting from the standpoint of, I want to make $1 million. Okay. I mean, that's a goal. But how do you want to make the $1 million? Do you want to make $1 million worth of cash flow? Or do you want to make $1 million worth of equity growth? Maybe you want to do both. Okay, so these are some of the things that we have to figure out. Now, another thing you might need to consider when you're trying to figure out your goals is your time horizon. Yeah, how long do you expect it's going to take to actually get to that goal? Yeah, I'm serious. It's a little bit harder of an exercise to come up with the right data. The easiest way to come up with the data very quickly is to be educated, to understand how to invest correctly in real estate. That's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. But I want you to consider a couple things when you're goal setting. The first thing I want you to consider is a time horizon of, let's call it 5 years. 5 years. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Do you want to be completely retired and not working for somebody else? Or maybe you're cool with the job you have. As a matter of fact, this is your dream job. And you would just like to eliminate some of the stuff that comes along with the dream job that you don't like dealing with. Yeah, so maybe your goal is in 5 years that you customize that job to where you only do the good parts of that job. Now, trust me, you can actually achieve that. Now, some of you are thinking, that sounds dumb, Al. How the heck do you customize your job? Okay, well, let me give you an example. I'm going to give you an example of some of the medical professionals that I have met who are members of Lifestyles Unlimited. These are doctors, these are nurses, these are people on the front lines of our healthcare. These are the people that have been doing the difficult job of helping our country get through the pandemic. So what do they want to do? They actually want to do the things associated with providing healthcare. Yeah, that's what they want to do. And I'll tell you, I know a bunch of Lifestyles Unlimited members, dentists, doctors, nurse anesthesiologists, standard nurses, registered nurses. I mean, all of these healthcare professionals. And here's where they've gotten to. They've gotten to a place in their life where they have enough passive income coming in from their real estate that they were able to step away from that career full time. Now, some of them chose to work part time because they still want to be in the game, but they don't want to be doing it 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. They're just not interested in that. Others have sold their business practice and actually work for the person that bought the practice as like a gun for hire. So, I mean, and I know a lot of dentists do this. They sell the practice to a young and upcoming dentist, and they agree to stick around for, I don't know, year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, to help this person transition into the business while they transition away from the business. In the meantime, they still get to do the actual thing that they went to school to do, which is the medical care piece. Yeah, because trust me, if you're a dentist and you're listening to my voice, the most aggravating thing to you with your dental practice is all the business aspects, right? I mean, the fixing of the teeth, that's in the easy to do box for you, right? But that running the business and all that other stuff, it's like that extra layer of garbage. Well, what if you could get to the point where, like a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members have gotten to, where you just focus on the stuff that you like? That's what it means to customize a job for yourself, provided you want to have a job. Okay, now here's something else that you need to do, okay? And this is something that only you can come up with the answer to this question. I can't come up with the answer to this question for you. I can't do it. Nobody else can do it, because this particular question is something that only you know. The question is this: what's your actual net worth? Do you know what your value is in this greater economy? Yes, you actually have a value. You and your household have a net worth. Do you know how to calculate it? Well, it's pretty simple. What you do is you take all of your assets and you come up with a value for them, and then you come up with all your liabilities, and you come up with a value for them, you subtract the liabilities from the assets that you have, essentially, okay? And whatever's left over, that's your net worth. Let me give you an example. Let's say you own a car. Okay, now a car is a depreciating asset. In other words, cars over time tend to go down in value. Yeah, unlike real estate that tends to go up in value, cars tend to go down in value. Now, there are some kind of cars out there that they do go up in value, but the majority of cars out there, they're really built so that we can consume them. And when they wear out, we get rid of them and we go get another one. That's the way cars are. So let's say you have a car, and let's say the car is worth, let's go with a fun number. Let's say it's a $100,000 car, okay? Now, a lot of people would say, well, I own a $100,000 car, therefore that $100,000 car is providing me $100,000 towards my net worth. And that's only part of the equation. And here's why. If you took out a loan on that car, that loan becomes a liability linked to that asset. So let's say your loan on that asset is $75,000. So in my example, the $100,000 car minus the $75,000 liability, called the note, the difference between those two is the equity that you own in that asset. So basically, your net worth just for that asset, $25,000. See, that's how all this net worth stuff works. Now, let's stay focused on this car for a minute, because I mentioned to you a moment ago that vehicles are depreciating assets that depreciate in value also. So just because that car today provides you a net worth of, say, $25,000, that could change in the future. So you have to understand what all this stuff is. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about liquidity. Liquidity? Yes, liquidity. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let's get right into this discussion of liquidity, because liquidity is something you have to understand. So what is it? What is this liquidity thing? All right. Liquidity really just refers to an asset that can be transacted very, very quickly. In other words, you can make a decision that you want to dispose of the asset, you want to sell it, you want to do whatever you want to do with it, and you make that decision and the transaction follows on pretty quickly after that. Does that make sense? Okay, so you've probably heard the term that real estate is fairly illiquid. And there's truth to that. Okay, there's truth to that. People just don't jump in and out of real estate deals. That's just not the way it works, unless, of course, you're investing in a REIT or something like that, in which case you're really not investing in real estate. Okay, the real estate is the underlying piece of the REIT, but it's not like investing directly in real estate like we do in Lifestyles Unlimited. I just want you to be aware of that. So it's important to know what assets you have that are liquid and what assets that you have that are illiquid. And here's why. Those liquid assets, they tend to be the ones that you'll look at first and you'll make a decision to make them go away. You will dispose of those assets. You will sell those assets. And the reason you will do that is because you're going to take all of that money and you're going to put it into an illiquid asset called real estate. Yeah. And some of you people out there are thinking that I'm nuts, even suggesting that to you. Okay, you might think I'm nuts, but I'm not. I'm really not. Because when you look at the real estate asset and you understand that real estate asset has the capability to pay you five different ways. Yeah, five different ways. Technically six ways if you're in the multifamily space. But that's five different ways that investment that you make starts earning you money. As opposed to those liquid assets that don't pay you five different ways. They only pay you one way. Maybe two ways. You might have stocks out there that pay a dividend. A dividend technically pays you a cash distribution. Now, the dividends that I've seen out there that pay people are not as great, at least on the stock side, don't tend to be as great as the dividends that we see in the real estate side. Yeah, I'm serious about that. The other thing you need to take a look at are your rates of return. Because your financial planner probably told you that a 7-8% rate of return is very good. It's very healthy. It's the kind of return you want to see on your investments. That's the kind of return that, as long as you keep doing everything that you were told to do when it comes to the stock market and those types of assets, you keep doing this for 30, 40, maybe 50 years, and you'll get to the end of your life. You'll have amassed this great amount of money, and then they're going to sit you down and try and talk to you about different wealth strategies so that you don't run out of money, because all of those wealth strategies are really designed, for the most part, are really designed to have you consume that money. Now, there are some insurance products out there. There are annuities out there. There are other products out there that do have the potential to pay you an income. And some of those assets that you could purchase out there, they'll dangle something like a guaranteed return in front of you. Maybe. And some of the things that I've heard just over the weekend, listening to some of the financial planners that talk on the radio, I mean, they're pushing like a 7% guaranteed return, 7% return on your money. And I'm thinking, wow, that's not very good. That's not very good, especially when I'm looking at deals that come across my desk that return so much greater. Now, you think about it. If you get a 7% return on your money, how many years is it going to take for you to double that investment? And the short answer is a lot. Yeah, a lot. You're probably looking at a dozen or more years, okay, to double your money. However, with the investments that I make and my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members are making in real estate, we have the potential to double our money in 5 years or less. And there are some deals that I invest in where that doubling effect occurs faster. It just has to do with the nature of the investment. It has to do, well, there's a lot of things that it has to do with. And there are people that will tell you that the type of investing that I do is risky because the investments that I'm buying right now are essentially going to double my money in the next 3 years. Okay, now people will tell you that's very risky. It's going to be a very risky investment. And I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all, because what I've had an opportunity to do, first of all, I'm educated on how all this stuff works. I'm investing with other Lifestyles Unlimited members that are equally as educated. As a matter of fact, the people I'm putting my hard-earned money with have proven to me that they know exactly what they're doing. They are the movers and shakers within our organization. They love to syndicate deals and make a lot of money for a lot of other people. And I am totally cool with putting my money to work with those guys, because at the end of the day, they get me the results that I'm looking for. Now, we can't control major economic forces out there. We can't control those things, but we know how to mitigate the risks based on what we're doing. This is where that education piece comes in. Now, there's another thing I want you to sit down and figure out? I'll just ask the question because you might be able to answer it right off the top of your head. You may already know this information, or you may have to actually sit down and think about it. And it's different for everybody. So don't worry about whether it comes to you right away or you need to do a little work to find the answer. And here's the question. How much money does your family have that is spendable income? Spendable income. Yeah, you know what spendable income is, right? That's the income that you receive that you buy stuff with. You pay your car payment, your house payment, your utility bills, your cell phone bills. I mean, that's the income you receive, right? Okay, so there's a certain amount of money that you bring into your household. Okay, maybe you got a W-2 job that you make $100,000 a year, and maybe your spouse has a job that your spouse makes $100,000 a year. So combined, you guys are making $200,000 a year. Oh, wait a minute. That's not exactly accurate. And here's why. Out of that salary, you're going to pay taxes. You're going to pay Social Security and Medicare. And those come right off the top. Those go right to the government. And depending on where you live, maybe you pay state taxes and maybe you pay local taxes too. So you have to take into consideration all these taxes that you're paying against that income. So really, your spendable income, you may have a household salary of $200,000, but after you take all the taxes off, maybe your spendable money is only $140,000. Now, the reason I want you to understand what that number really is because that's really the number that you need to replace. I know this sounds weird, doesn't it? But that's the number you have to replace. You're not trying to replace 2 six-figure salaries. No, because one of the things that you're going to learn when you come to this side of the investing table is you're going to learn that the passive income that comes off of these real estate investments, okay, is offset. So the taxation liability on the cash flows that you earn is offset by the fact that you're taking depreciation write-offs on these assets. It's all totally legal. As a matter of fact, the IRS expects you to do this. And if you don't do it, you might get audited for not taking deductions. I know, it's a crazy world. Okay, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about this passive income because this is where the rubber meets the road. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The 2-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, there's a little bit more information I need to give you that I haven't given you yet with regards to spendable income, okay? Spendable income is really any source of income, period. End of story. Yeah, now most of you get the majority, if not all, of your spendable income from going to work. Yeah, you're trading your time and your talent for money. You entered into an employment agreement with an entity. You do the work they tell you to do. They, in turn, send you a check. And, of course, after they cut that check, it's not as much as the salary, right? Because we've already discussed that there's a lot of money that gets pulled out for taxation purposes. Okay, so we're tracking on that. Passive income is income that you receive that you don't physically do anything for. That's what passive income is. Now, there are different kinds of passive income. There really are. I mean, there are investments that you can make that will pay passive income distributions. Now, in our world, single-family houses do it every month. Multifamily apartment communities, they do it every quarter. Unless you own it outright yourself and without any other partners, in which case it's a monthly income stream. Maybe you have an annuity out there that is starting to pay you. Okay. So, I mean, you're not really doing anything for that annuity, right? So the income that annuity pays you is considered passive. Now, ironically, those annuities out there, they'll pay you passive streams of income, but they're also going to lock up a lot of your money, and you're not going to get really great rates of return. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But the key factor that you're gunning for is you're gunning for passive income that meets or exceeds your net spendable income in your household. Yeah, remember in the last segment I said, if both of you have 100K jobs, and after you pay all the taxes and everything, you're really only bringing 140,000 home, and you feel you have to have that $140,000 to live, because without it, your lifestyle goes in a direction you don't want it to go in, okay, that's your target number. What you will do is you will start to figure out how you build these passive streams of income by investing in tangible real estate assets that are illiquid that pay you five or six different ways. And when you have enough of these assets in your portfolio that are producing that cash flow that you were looking for, that $140,000 in cash flow, that's what retirement looks like. Once you realize that you have enough money coming in from assets that you're not physically going to work for, you're retired. That's the definition of retirement. I can't make it any clearer than that. A lot of people also find out that maybe that $140,000, maybe we really don't need all of that, because maybe you're spending money on stuff in your household that you don't need to be spending money on. That's one of the things that Tina and I did when we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. We actually went through this exercise. We had to take a look at, why are we spending money on that? What is the purpose for that? And if there was a legitimate purpose for it, okay, we'll leave it in the mix. Okay, if it would disrupt our household, we left it in the mix. If it was something that was like, do we really need that? Well, we let it go. And there were several things that we had in our monthly expenses that we were paying for where we just kind of went, we don't really need that. And by eliminating those expenses, the result was I didn't have to earn as much in the form of the passive income to cover those expenses, because those expenses, they weren't necessary. They weren't necessary. Now, I'm not telling you have to live like a pauper to invest in real estate. I'm just saying you just have to have a better handle on your operating environment. And remember, your operating environment is your household. That's the number one thing that you're in command and control of. One other piece of information you're going to need to figure out is, what are your rates of return on your investments? So the things that you're currently invested in right now, you need to figure out what your actual rate of return is. Now, if you're invested with a financial planner. There's somebody out there that's helping you with your investments. They're helping you put that money into mutual funds or stock funds or whatever, wherever that's at. You could actually call them up and you could say, hey man, do me a favor. Tell me what my rate of return on my investments were last year. And then ask them, what is my current rate of return on investments up to this point this year? They can easily get you that data. And I'll tell you this, if they can't easily get it for you, you probably got the wrong person managing your funds. I'm just saying. You might be surprised that when you start to actually look at what your investments are doing for you, you may not be doing as well as you think you are. I'm serious. You may not be doing as well as you think you are. Now, my buddy Bruce, he had a bunch of money sitting in, I think, a 401k. He had a lot of stuff. He had a 401k. He has a couple different IRAs, the traditional Roth, yada, yada, yada. And at the end of the day, he was trying to watch and time the markets, because what he wanted to do, well, first thing he wanted to do is he had to get to the age of 59 and a half, which he did achieve a couple months ago. So the key there was he didn't want to give up 10% of everything he was going to pull out of those accounts to move over to real estate if he didn't have to. So he did fine until we got to the beginning of the year and the stock market did what the stock market has been doing. And the last time I talked to Bruce, which was, I don't know, about a couple days ago, I said, hey, what's going on with those assets? Are you selling them? What are you doing, Bruce? And he said, yeah, I was going to sell them, but my financial planner was not super responsive to me. And as a result of that, when I wanted to make the sale order, he got back to me like 48 hours later. And I said, what was the result of that? And he said, yeah, I kind of lost $20,000. And I went, what? $20,000? And he said, yeah, I lost $20,000. I said, okay, now, in fairness, Bruce, you really didn't lose the money. It's not like you had $20,000 that was sitting there and all of a sudden that $20,000 is gone. Is that a fair statement, Bruce? And he said, yeah, it's a fair statement. I said, okay, so really what happened to you is whatever was going on in that IRA was being affected by what was going on in the markets. And when the markets adjusted downward very rapidly, it eroded $20,000 of potential capital gain. So he really, in my opinion, I don't think he lost anything, but here's what he did lose. By not having access to that $20,000, because it eroded, and Bruce didn't do anything wrong to cause it to erode, the market forces caused the erosion of that money. What that meant to Bruce was that had an impact on his five-year plan, because he was counting on that money to use it to buy an additional single-family house. And because that money is not there, he's not able to go get one more asset to put into service. It's not the end of the world for Bruce. What you have to do, and what Bruce has done, is you just recoup, you recover, okay? Can't change that fact. Let's go with what we've got. Well, there is actually a silver lining in Bruce's story, because he actually has a rental property that he bought before becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And one of the things that he has learned through Lifestyles Unlimited is how to operate that property way more effectively than he was. That property is actually doing very well in the form of cash flow. As a matter of fact, that property is doing extremely well when it comes to appreciation. What does that mean? It means that Bruce is now considering selling that asset, because selling that asset would allow him to buy not one, not two, but three assets to replace that one. And he'll get more cash flow, and he'll have three assets riding the equity growth of appreciation. It's a beautiful thing. And when Bruce and I kind of talked about that, it kind of softened the blow of the fact that stock market took something away from him. But that real estate market gave him something much better. And that's why I'm here, folks. I am here to share the good news of real estate investing with you. If you want to find out how we do this, or if you want to just go to the expo, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for a free workshop, or just give us a call and say, hey, I want to go to expo, and we'll get you hooked up.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.